Mike, in your last three games, the offense has scored on its first possession. How do you keep up that early game offensive momentum against the Bears defense?
Well, it's going to be a challenge just because they're playing so well right now, but it's pretty much what we have to do to get some advantage in this game. And the big thing is to finish the drive. Last week we had a nice long drive and got held to three, so getting seven would be huge for us in a game like this at home. So I think they're getting confidence in that. We've had the ball first, which has been a good thing, and we just need to keep get that done this weekend.
Matt Hasselbeck played against the Bears two times in 2010 and played great football in both games. What does he give you in this game that can really make a difference?
I think he that's one of the huge advantages he has, that he's been around the league, played against a lot of different coordinators, and he's got a good understanding of how coordinators are trying to attack the offense, how they're going to play the coverage, where the holes are on the defense. So that gives him a little confidence for himself. He knows it doesn't mean a lot to different players, all those things, but I think it helps give him a certain confidence going to the game, knowing how a certain team is playing a certain coverage and knows where he thinks he may want to go with the ball pre-snap. Things like that helps him, and that's something that he's been great his whole career with.
On the practice field out here this week, how do you focus on being better about stopping the run?
Well, there's only so much you can do. We will have pads on tomorrow, but just emphasizing it, making sure there's the right gaps. Tomorrow we'll get the pads on, get a little more of a thud in, and that's going to be a challenge because, we thought we had it for a couple weeks in a row. We stopped the run pretty well. Then, last week we let some bust out of there on us late in the game, and so we realized that Chicago's a team that definitely wants to run the football. They've been blue-collar type team forever, and if they can run it, they're going to exploit you if you let them. So they know that's going to be a big challenge, and we're going to have to be very physical in order to win this game.
Do you expect the Chicago offense to do anything different in this game, maybe that you haven't seen from them so far this year?
I doubt it. What they're doing has been working. Obviously, defense has really set them up in a big way, but offensively last week, they took the last drive and won the game with it. In the 2 minute, they needed a field goal. They got it done. So they can do a lot of things. We don't underestimate them in any way on the offensive side of the ball. They're running it well. They're in the top 10 in rushing the football. Passing, they're doing what they got to do. It seems like game in, game out. So they're complete team, special teams. They're in the top five in every category. Defense are in the top five in every category. So they got something special going on, and it's going to be a great challenge for us.
When you talk about special teams and you talk about Chicago, you're talking about Devin Hester. Do you spend extra time on the practice field this week getting ready for him?
I think not just extra time, just more of they realize how important their technique is going to be. I think Brett realizes how important his kicking is going to be, him and Rob, as far as they got to place in the right spot. They got to get the hang time we need so we can get coverage down there. So all those things are important. I think it just kind of refocuses them how important, because this is a guy that can exploit you if you don't do your job.
Several offensive linemen dinged up. How much has it hurt preparation this week that you're not exactly sure who you're going to have ready to go on Sunday?
Well, it just takes away some reps. So we assume Russo will be fine. He'll work his way back in, which he has been. Stewart's the guy that we'll have to wait and see on, but we're assuming by Thursday, Friday, he should be better. Leroy will probably be the guy that's going to be very iffy this week. Matthews and Latuya are getting some work there. So we'll fit him in. That's what it's all about. Last week, Otto did a great job coming in, and so did Matthews. So we'll be okay there, but it'll be a challenge because it's a good defensive front.
Mindset of this football team after Sunday's disappointing loss. How are you bouncing back?
We'll get there. I think I'd be lying if I said today we're raring to go. I think they know what we got to do. We had a good practice, and we had a good practice. I think mentally we had a good day in the classroom. But this one, that last one's going to hurt for a little bit. I don't think it'll affect what happens on Sunday. But I think this one's going to take a little bit longer to get out of our system than would. But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
That's Coach Mike Munchak, and that's this week's Pinnacle Preview.